One of the important concepts in the deen of Islam is the concept of istikhara. And that is where you seek direct counsel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you and to assist you in making a decision. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would teach us istikhara for all matters. For all matters. كما يعلمنا السورة من القرآن. And the dua of istikhara, you teach it to us like a surah of the Quran. ويقول, and he would say, إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر, that when you find yourself anything disturbing you, or you need to make a decision, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيدَةِ, then perform two rakats other than your far salah, and then say, اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم. That, O Allah, I ask you to assist me in making a choice through your knowledge, and I seek help from your great power, and I ask you from your great virtue, because you have the power and I do not have power, and you know and I do not know, and you the all-knowing of the unseen. O Allah, in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amra, and you say, O Allah, if you know that this matter, and you say it, that whether it is marrying such and such person, this business deal, khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri, is better for me in my deen, in my day-to-day living, and the end result, أو عاجل أمري, my immediate life and my future life, then فقدره لي, then ordain it for me, ويسره لي, and make it easy for me, ثم بارك لي فيه, and grant me blessings in it. And if you know, and Allah knows, if this is known to be, إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر, that this matter, and you name it again, شر لي, is bad for me in my deen, and my life in this world, and my end result, or my immediate life and my future life, فَصْرِفُ عَنِّي, turn it away from me, وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ, and turn me away from it, that I don't have desire for it, and that the thoughts of it do not continue to linger on my mind. وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ, and ordain for me good, حَيْثُ كَانَ, wherever it is, ثُمَّ رَضِّنِي بِهِ, and make me happy with that. Make me happy with that. So we first make two rakats salah, and then you make dua. And when you're making dua, you're really asking for Allah for the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. It is as though you are knocking at the door of a king, and there's nothing to present that knock at the door of the king better than salah, and praising Allah, and showing your deep need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istikhara can be done once, or it can be done several times. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا دعا دعا ثلاثا, generally Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he would make dua, he would make dua several times, up to three times. So in this world, we make mashwara, and we ask counsel from people. وَشَاوِرُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told that seek counsel from those around, and then when you are clear on the matter, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, and you've made a decision, then place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make istikhara, then there are numerous benefits. Some of the benefits is أَنَّهَا دَلِيلٌ, it is a sign, عَلَى تَعَلُّقِ الْقَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِاللَّهِ, it shows your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you trust Allah, and that you place all conviction in the decree of Allah. And that's why we say, لَا يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا, that nothing will affect us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our guardian, and we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, the second benefit of istikhara is, تُزِيدُ ثَوَابَ الْمَرْءِ, it increases your reward, and it brings you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it includes salah, dua, for the salah you're going to make wudu, and all of that, so that will be a means of gaining closeness to Allah. The third point is that istikhara takes you out of all doubts and all misgivings. It brings peace and tranquility of the heart, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ, that you know that I had consulted my Allah, and what has now come to be is what Allah had ordained for me. Istikhara becomes a means of attaining goodness and repelling evil, because it is what Allah had chosen for His servant, and whatever He chooses is better for you, even though outwardly for others it may seem as be harmful, or it may have seemed as that you may have lost out, but Allah knows what's best. And therefore, the fourth benefit of istikhara is that a person attains good and is prevented from evil. Another benefit is you get barakah in via the medium of istikhara. And what is barakah? That with minimum provisions you are able to attain maximum. And the lack of it is with maximum provisions you cannot attain even the minimum. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي, you ask Allah that grant me barakah in it. And another benefit of istikhara is that sometimes a person may consider something to be insignificant because you look at it as small. However, that very small, inverted commas, decision may be something of grave consequences, may be something huge in the sight of Allah. And it may change your life. One small decision may change your life. A different route that you take with the decision of Allah may have different consequences. So it is important for us to consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the medium of istikhara. A reminder with regards to the dua that you read. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astakhdiruka bi'qudratik wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim fa innaka taqdiru wa la aqdiru wa ta'lamu wa la a'lam wa anta allamu al-ghuyub. Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr. And when you come to this point, then you name the matter in Arabic and English. Khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَاصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَاصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَاقْدُرْ لِي الْخَيْرَ حَيْثُ كَانَ ثُمَّ رَضِّنِي بِهِ. This is the dua and the benefits of istikhara. May Allah give us the ability to make the dua, to follow the procedure. And if we don't have time to read this entire dua, Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. Oh Allah, you choose for me and give me the ability to make the right choice. That is what we can make in the on the least level. You know, whenever we need to make choice, and throughout the day we need to make choices. So let us make it a habit of just thinking, connecting with Allah, and then making the choice. May Allah give us the ability.